is press 2 to raise your hand. If not, we'll just continue. So basically, I think what Marcy and I are both talking about is reclaiming your true self. Because even people, you know, shy people who are shy today, we didn't come into the world being afraid. We usually come into the world expecting the world to like us. So, you know, it's funny. Today, I'll just tell you a quick story about myself. Today, I love to meet and connect with people. I love to learn about people, and it's fun for me. But that wasn't always the case. And so when I was thinking about, gee, what kind of tips can I present today in this workshop, I thought, looked at myself, and I said, what did I do to transform myself from the shy, awkward person who found it hard to make myself get out of the house to the person I am now? And I came up with the top 5 things that I use to connect with ease. And in doing it, it also helps me to feel good about myself in a group. So I'm going to give you those top 5 things. And it's funny because when I was going and trying to come up with these 5 things, you know, because they're so natural now, I went back in time maybe 20 years ago where I was going out to play volleyball, and it was a brand new group that I've never played with. It happened to be a ski club group that had a volleyball team. And they had been playing together for many months. I know they had a lot of fun things. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, gee, maybe they're all clicky. Maybe they're not going to want another player on their team. Maybe they're going to be better. And I was pretty good, but maybe they're going to be better than I am. Maybe it's going to be an imposition. It's going to make too many people on a team. And I almost talked myself out of going. I literally had to force myself into the car, and I went. And, you know, understandably, with all that negative self-talk, it made it not as easy as it would be for me today. Today, if I want to go, I just go, and I expect to have fun, and I expect to meet people, and I expect that they're going to want to connect with me. So as I was thinking about the tips, you know what? I realized that in my profession as a hypnotherapist, I need to connect with people on a very deep level, and I need to do it very quickly. Because how do I help people? I help them by identifying the roots of where insecurity and fear and anxiety and panic come from. And in addition, so that they can work with me as a team, we work together, we need to develop rapport and trust so that we can change the programs they don't want. So in order to work together as a team, I needed to have these same skills. So it's interesting because, you know, we don't usually think about the skills we use, we just think that's who we are. But they're exactly very similar to the skills that I'm going to give. Now, these are basic skills, and I broke it down into 5 things that anyone can do starting today to connect with ease. You don't have to know all the rapport building skills. You don't have to know how to talk so people will listen. You don't have to know neurolinguistics, although it's helpful. For this, I'm just going to give you some things that makes it so much easier. Mm-hmm. So this is what works for me. For me, because I love learning new things and it motivates me in life, my first and best tip is for me, and I hope it works for you, is to enter every conversation assuming that there is something to learn from another person. And so, like, when someone's talking, if you're in that assumption that there's probably something to learn from everyone, you won't be thinking about what am I going to say next. Because when you're thinking about what am I going to say next, you're not present. You're really not there. You're really not listening. And the other feels it. So the second tip is, the first tip is assume that there is something to be learned in every conversation. Second tip is listen with your whole heart. And just think about listening with your whole heart and notice what that means to you when you think about that. This leads me to tip number 3. Tip number 3 is, and this is actually an interesting tip that it will make it so much easier not to worry about what am I going to say next. pay attention to what the other is saying and thinking. You know, many times a person tells you a story, maybe it's a sad story, something happened in their life, they stubbed their toe and they broke their little pinky toe, and then you want to tell them your story about how that, something like that, but even worse, happened to you. Well, what happens is that doesn't actually, we think we're creating rapport because we're kind of piggybacking off of what they said and telling your own story. But in reality, there's a much better way of creating rapport. Instead, you could either ask how that was for the person, or even just listen, thinking, I wonder how that was for that person to have to had go to the hospital all by themselves. And listen with the intent to understand, which is so much better than listening and thinking about what you want to say next. Because when you do that, we all miss the learning about the other. And I know for me, the fun of meeting others is learning something. If I just want to talk, I could talk to my computer. So if I want to go out, my intention is to learn something. And that makes it really easy. It takes all the pressure off of me to come up with what people think I'm a great conversationalist. And the reality is, I am just there to listen. Yes, of course, I talk about myself too, but mostly I listen to get a sense of how is that for that person. And then they feel connected with me, and this is how we make friends. And the fourth step, you know, even this is a really good tip, because sometimes we get in a conversation with someone who has completely different views. Politically, they believe something that you think is crazy, or they think differently than you do. Experiment with this. Even in the worst conversation with somebody who seems really negative, experiment with wishing them well. Just imagine even saying in your own mind, I wish you well, as then you move off to the next person. So wishing an annoying person or a person who's so different from you well is a really beautiful way to give them a gift. I wish you well. And then I do it either verbally in my own mind, I wish you well, or I imagine a light of caring going from my heart to theirs, just a beam of light, maybe it's pink, and then I can move on to the next person who I'd rather talk to. And the fifth tip is, with all of the other tips, prepare to be amazed. Everyone has something of interest. And in a little bit later, if we have time, I'll be talking about some other steps so that you can set yourself up to connect on a deep level using your intuition. And if we have time, we'll talk about that in this workshop today, or if not, we'll be talking about that in the next one. And again, I open this up for any questions.